Imagine 20 nations sitting at a poker table, each guarding their chips, watching others, waiting to play their hand. This isn't global order, it's every nation for itself. For the first time in 7 decades, we live in what Ian Bremmer calls a G0 world, a dangerous power vacuum where no country or group of countries can drive an international agenda. This isn't simply about American decline or China's rise. It's a fundamental shift where established powers lack the muscle to impose solutions, while emerging powers reject collective action requiring sacrifice. The 2009 Copenhagen Climate Summit perfectly illustrates this reality. As world leaders gathered for negotiations, China's premier remained at his hotel, distancing himself from proceedings. The summit collapsed not because any single country sabotaged it, but because no country had sufficient leverage to impose a solution. It's like a bus without a driver. Everyone has an opinion about the destination, but nobody wants responsibility for getting there. The European Union struggles with internal cohesion. Japan faces demographic decline, and emerging powers prioritize domestic development over global leadership. America faces mounting challenges with unsustainable debt, borrowing $4 billion daily, half from an increasingly concerned China. With entitlement programs consuming 40% of the federal budget and no Soviet-style threat to rally support for global engagement, Americans have turned inward, prioritizing domestic concerns over international leadership. Europe confronts even deeper problems through its monetary union, which pits fiscally conservative nations against those that overspent. As Warren Buffett noted, 17 countries gave each other their credit cards and said, "Let's all go out," and some behaved better than others. This fundamental tension has sparked recurring crises, social unrest, and growing anti-EU sentiment. Despite its remarkable growth, China remains focused domestically. Ranking 94th in per capita GDP globally, it must address massive challenges, balancing coastal inland development, reforming energy consumption, combating environmental degradation, and creating social safety nets for 1.34 billion people, all while managing worker unrest and widespread protests over corruption. Global institutions struggle to provide effective leadership. The G20 only succeeds when all members face a common threat, and even during the 2008 financial crisis, it achieved minimal practical results beyond diplomatic rhetoric. One diplomat likened G20 consensus building to herding cats together with animals that don't like cats. The IMF and World Bank remain Western-controlled despite reform attempts. This was evident in 2011 when, despite emerging powers' objections, Christine Lagarde became the IMF's 11th consecutive European director after Strauss-Kahn's resignation. The BRICS nations, while seeking greater global influence, face internal conflicts that limit their effectiveness. Territorial disputes between China and India, Russia's aggressive foreign policy, and economic competition between Brazil and China prevent them from forming a unified alternative to Western institutions. With America's diminishing role as global policeman, regional conflicts are intensifying. The most significant have shifted from traditional military confrontations to economic warfare, where governments weaponize critical resources, oil, gas, rare earth metals, agricultural commodities, as instruments of foreign policy leverage. The Middle East represents a primary flashpoint as the U.S. reduces its regional footprint. Saudi Arabia seeks to maintain Sunni dominance while containing Iran's influence, Turkey pursues neo-Ottoman ambitions, and Iran works to expand its Shiite sphere from Iraq to Yemen. These competing agendas, combined with sectarian tensions and resource disputes, create a volatile mix threatening regional stability. Asia presents perhaps the most concerning long-term conflict risk, with multiple overlapping security challenges. North Korea's nuclear program, India-Pakistan tensions, disputed territories in the South and East China Seas, and Taiwan's status. Unlike post-war Europe, which developed robust institutions like the EU and NATO to manage conflicts, Asia lacks effective multilateral mechanisms for dispute resolution. China's rising power fundamentally challenges the post-WW2 security architecture built around U.S. alliances, making Asia the premier arena for great power competition. Water scarcity poses a critical threat, with just 0.007% of Earth's water available for human consumption. With 263 shared water basins and only 16 nations accepting the UN Water Sharing Convention, conflict appears inevitable. As Boutros-Boutros-Ghali predicted, wars of the next century will be about water. China, as the dominant hydro-hegemon, controls vast cross-border freshwater resources through 87,000 dams. This threatens water supplies to India, Bangladesh, and Southeast Asia, notably impacting Vietnamese rice production along the Mekong River. In the Nile Basin, 370 million people compete for water as Ethiopia and other nations challenge Egypt's historical water rights. Food security presents another G0 challenge, worsened by biofuels production. Corn-based ethanol alone uses 40% of U.S. corn. Nations respond with food protectionism, restricting exports during shortages. Meanwhile, countries like China and Saudi Arabia purchase African farmland, sparking local tensions when food exports leave communities hungry. Certain regional powers find new opportunities in a world without enforceable international rules. These pivot states maintain productive relationships with multiple powers while avoiding excessive dependence on any single partner. Indonesia exemplifies the Asian pivot state with its well-diversified economy, benefiting from natural resources, a skilled workforce, growing middle class, and expanding manufacturing. With over half its population under 30, Indonesia avoids the aging population challenges facing Europe, China, and Japan. Its trade ties remain well-balanced among China, the U.S., Japan, and Singapore. Vietnam pivots effectively by receiving development aid from Japan, arms from Russia, machinery from China, and export markets from the U.S. Its economic reforms have delivered 7.5% average GDP growth over 20 years, reducing poverty from 58% to 14.5%. Multinational companies that understand the changing landscape and demonstrate agility will succeed most. As Darwin noted, survival favors not the strongest or smartest, but those most adaptable to change. Some exploit arbitrage opportunities to minimize tax burdens, while others transform state-backed rivals into partners by offering unique expertise or technology. Oil multinationals now focus less on exploration and more on providing services to state-owned companies. The G0 vacuum will eventually give way to a new international order, likely triggered by crisis. This transition period, whether lasting 5 or 15 years, serves as an incubator for potential catastrophes, from financial meltdowns to nuclear crises, pandemics, or climate disasters. America retains fundamental strengths that could enable renewed leadership, unmatched military power, cultural appeal, and inspiring democratic institutions. U.S. policymakers must abandon vanity, allowing local solutions to local problems while acknowledging the importance of fiscal responsibility and compromise. Free trade agreements remain America's most effective foreign policy tool for economic growth and international influence. While America's Asian trade share dropped from 35% to 18% between 1990-2008, China has secured 17 trade agreements, 13 in Asia. Trade plays to American strengths in innovation and entrepreneurship through the free flow of ideas, information, people, and goods. In this leaderless world, success depends on navigating change independently. Those who recognize and adapt to this fundamental shift in global politics will thrive, while those clinging to outdated models will become marginalized. The challenge isn't returning to the old order, it's building something better from this transition.